The chief of the Commodus army arrived on Anjouan as his troops, backed by African Union forces, consolidated their takeover of Anjouan Island. Lieutenant Colonel Mohamed Amiri Salimou told VOA that the island is calm.
Our playing field is unacceptably and undemocratically skewed to the advantage of the ruling partner. This includes issues around the Bias Electoral Commission, the voters...
Light injuries, but he knew of no deaths from the operation. He said about 50 rebel officials had surrendered or been arrested, and that an operation was underway to capture their leader, Colonel Mohamed Bakar. The Comoran government says it will form an interim government by the end of the week on Anjouan, and that one of the Federation's vice presidents would be in charge. Comoran troops, backed by African Union forces, took control Tuesday of the major towns and port on the breakaway island. There were reports of popular celebrations across the Comoros. But South African President Thabo Mbeki, whose government proposed a last-minute mediation of the confrontation, expressed disappointment.
I think it's very, very unfortunate that this military action has now taken place, because it takes the Comoros back again to the use of force to solve a problem which could very easily have been solved by negotiation.
Rebel leader Mohamed Bakar was elected president of Anjouan in 2001 under a union constitution that granted each of the three islands of the Comoros considerable autonomy and its own president. He was re-elected last year, but those elections were not recognized by the central government or the international community. The Comoran government be less than 10 million people, including children.
We deeply feel that the inflated figures of those who are said to have it registered create a leverage for the incumbent to rig the elections.
He says the fact that the government has printed 9 million ballots for 6 million registered voters and hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots for a few thousand eligible expatriates is also worrisome. And he notes that most...